Welcome back to Niaga Awani. So iProperty.com.my revealed that median transaction price and median price per square foot PSF values of subsale residential properties in 2021 are on an upward trend compared to figures recorded during the pre-pandemic period of 2018. The subsale include landed properties, terrace house, bungalows and even semi-detached houses and high-rise properties like apartments, condominiums and services apartments across the four key states of Kuala Lumpur, Selangor, Penang and Johor. So to discuss further on this trend with us virtually right now, join us Sheldon Fernandez, Country Manager of Property Guru Malaysia. Thank you very much for joining us, Sheldon Fernandez. So my first question, thank you. So what do you think about the what do the subsale property price trends look like from before the pandemic and after?
Actually, very interesting data points that we pulled from iProperty.com. But I think before we go into the data, it's important to point out that we are moving to a post-pandemic stage. So we were at the pandemic, we're now at an endemic stage. So a lot of relaxation of rules, but we're still not out of the woods. And we're moving to a post-pandemic. That said, though, I think the interesting data point we'll see is that whilst the volume of transactions have come down, we did see an increase, though, in median transaction price and also the overall transaction price of subsale residential properties. So the median transaction price for subsale residential properties increased by 11.1%. The price per square foot, which is the median value, increased by 6.3%, whereas, as I said, volumes, though, have come down by 8.8% in the year, if you take a comparison between 2018 to 2021.
So in your opinion, Sheldon, what factors help improve the median transaction prices and price per square foot or PSF values of these subsale properties?
Well, I think the interesting fact is properties, centered around the sentiment of the consumers. So if you think back, just not too long, it was actually a very good environment when it came to property investing or property buying, right? So you had a combination of low interest rates, at 1.75%, you had low prices, you had a lot of government incentives, particularly around the stamp duty exemptions for first home buyers. All these factors contributed to, controlled or good environment for property investing and buying. But that said, though, we were coming out of the National Immunization Program, so that sort of improved the consumer sentiments because it was very, very successful. And the gradual relaxation of the movement restrictions also helped with the consumer sentiment.
All right, so in terms of property types, which one have received the most attention from home buyers?
Well, at the national level, I think, we still see the same property type being the most favorite, which is the terraced houses. In fact, the transaction volume for landed property actually experienced a 23.5% growth compared to 13.9% growth for high-rise subsale residential properties. The median transaction price as well for landed properties recorded a 10% increase, whereas high-rise recorded a 7.4% increase. So you'll see one thing for sure, though, is in the different states, you'll see different types of property become the choice, right? So, for example, Selangor and Johor, they favor spacious landed homes. So, terrace houses be the key. Whereas in Kuala Lumpur and Penang, though, you will see a different preference, which is affordable high-rise properties.
Mm-hmm. Based on your findings that you mentioned just now, did you discover any other interesting trends in each state?
Well, each state, again, it is state by state differs. But in, for example, in Kuala Lumpur, high-rise properties outperform landed properties by a lot, right? So it's 6,900 transactions compared to 1,768 transactions in landed properties. So the focus is really on condominiums and apartments. And all these can be attributed to maybe a decrease in median price per square foot for these type of properties. Whereas in Selangor, though, you will see the reverse, right? You will see terrace houses become the top choice for home buyers, particularly in the affordable and spacious terrace houses located in suburban areas, right? So things like Serenda, Klang, even Bandar Kinrara. So these terrace houses recorded the highest transaction value, which is at 18,139 compared to all other property types. And we've also seen an increase in the median price per square foot value by 5.4% over the 2018 period. Whereas if you go to Penang, you know, more popular among the property types would be the flats. Right, because the transaction volume have actually gone up to 2,939, and as well at the same time, 4.7% increase in median price per square foot. Now, this is likely driven because we had shortages of affordable homes in the state, right? In Johor, though, and lastly, I'm just wrapping up Johor, we got a lot of preferred subsidy landed properties, the median price per square foot have increased by 11.6% compared to 2018. So clearly, Johor home buyers, you know, they gravitate more towards terrace houses when they're comparing it to more affordable and spacious types of properties.
Definitely, that's a good increase in the trend. So, Sheldon, what is your outlook on consumers' purchasing behaviour in the current and even the future property market?
Yeah, so that's one thing we keep a lookout for, consumer trends. And given the times, you know, we're living in this new environment of, you know, people say new norm, but actually it's a norm now. Flexibility of work, work from home arrangements, etc. I think we expect to continue to see this trend of bigger home spaces and affordability, because these were the two, you know, driving factors behind the purchasing behaviors of home buyers in all the four major states, right? But that said, you know, clearly we have other factors to look out for as well, which may or may not improve or decrease sentiment, right? So things like the interest rates, the economy, right? But nevertheless, I think what we are going to see is the commitment from the government and their initiatives. You know, we started with HOC, but in recent times we're seeing initiatives like iMiliki and iBiaya. These are all coming through the systems, and it's going to encourage home ownership as we gravitate through this change.
All right, that is a very good insight that was shared about the iProperty trends between the 2018 before the pandemic and after the pandemic on the sub-sale, even the median transaction price. As we can see, I want to say thank you very much for joining us. We will see joining us for today, sharing about the property. And then we want to say thank you, Sheldon Fernandez, the country manager of Property Guru Malaysia. And then we're going to go on the next one. Watch our colleagues. Ibrahim Sani speaks with Jill Finlayson, the director of Edge Intech of UC Berkeley. Her work revolves around gender diversity inclusion, and they talk about equitable notion on how we can bring greater diversity in the realm of tech. So, Niaga Awani, taking a break. We'll see you soon later.